Looks like you always have a great time when you're on stage. You have fun, have a good time together. What are the rest of the group like to work with? Just tell us a bit about them.
I mostly work with Jake and Baby Daddy. They are the main songwriters of the band. I have never really experienced anyone who could just sit down and write a song in 5 minutes like Jake Shears can. He has such an amazing active imagination that he just goes, and he's just got it, and he can pick words out of the air, put them together, and they sound really great. He's really, really amazing at telling a story in a song. And Baby Daddy is just really meticulous worker and can pick up a guitar or play a piano and come up with a really nice melody or bass line. I find their talents so inspiring. And then I'm sort of the grace notes on top of everything. I help Jake with lyric writing. I help Baby Daddy with music. And just kind of try to be the, I guess, the sort of uncarved, inexperienced, you know, out of the mouth of babes comes the truth, sort of person in the band. Baby Daddy's asked me not to take any musical theory classes or music classes because he thinks it'll ruin the spontaneity of what we have.
How does it work in the sense you all sit down and drink loads of coffee and do it together, or do you work separately then sort of bring it all together at a later date?
It's really different depending on which song or what we're working on. We have songs that started with me and Baby Daddy in the studio. There are songs that are Jake and Baby Daddy in the studio, songs that are all three of us. And it can start with another song that we really love that we kind of want to emulate or try and write something like. There could be a bass line in that song that we love or a lyric that we want to get into. Or it can be a story that somebody told us over the weekend. Anything. Any little thing can start it off. But it usually starts with Baby Daddy making a beat in the computer and then building the song out from there and then writing the lyrics that go with the sort of sentiment of the music and build it from there.
Now that kind of leads us on quite nicely to your new album, which is Nightwork, and it's out on the 28th of June. It's been a while since you released any songs. 2006 was the last time you released a song. Obviously, you did quite a bit of gigging after that, didn't you? You did quite a long tour at the end of that. So kind of what happened between, say, the end of that tour and now where you've got to on this album? Just a bit of chilling time? Or
we did have a bit of chilling time. That is an absolute requirement for us after tour because we really give everything that we have in a show. And so when you do a year's worth of touring, that's 250 nights of giving everything you have. And you really need some time to come down from that. I liken it to astronauts re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. We really have to kind of go through our decompression and our re-entry orientation to get our feet back on the ground. So it takes a little while. And I think I would say that we took a good probably 6 months to really just kind of come back down to Earth and get back into our normal routine. And then we also did a lot of sort of side projects, personal side projects. Jake wrote a musical. Baby Daddy started taking painting lessons and started to paint, which was really great. Del did a solo album. I worked on a couple of writing projects, one for a stage and another for actually a comic book. So we did a lot of different things. And then once we came back together, we had a lot of time and perspective, I think, to bring back into the band. And it made us, I think it made us stronger as individuals and then as creative people within Scissor Sisters.